Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time to talk that talk, and we talk it like no one else. This is The Stinking Truth. Now, here's your host, Mark Schlereth.
Welcome to The Stinking Truth Football Tour. I am Mark Schlereth, and I am joining different podcasts around the nation to give them the stinking truth on what's going on with their team. Right now, joining Fitzy from Six Rings and Football Things podcast. Fitzy, how you doing, man? Take it away, buddy.
Oh, buddy, Stink, it is great to finally be face-to-face and pod-to-pod with one of my favorite football players that I used to love rooting against all the time when you played for the Broncos, and I grew up a diehard Patriots fan. Been looking forward to this for a long time, my friend. And I got to tell you, honestly, excitement is back in the air in Patriots Nation. I and many are want to wish away the fleeting days of summer because the weather changes, much like our moods, attitudes, and traffic patterns in New England all the time. But I got to tell you, football season is at hand, and we are fired up for the Mike Vrabel era. So much like a bowl of stinking green chili, let's fire it up and dig in, my man. I figured there are three burning issues, three pressing topics I was thinking somebody like yourself would be able to help us out with right now if you're going to give me the stinking truth on it. So number one, it begins at the top. Though I know you probably didn't have a chance to line up against him too much during your playing days because he really gained a starting role in 2001 when he left the Steelers and went to the Patriots, Mike Vrabel takes over after the disastrous one-year tenure of Gerard Mayo following the brilliant, you know, quarter-century run of Bill Belichick. Mike Vrabel seems to be restoring competence and confidence. The fans are behind him. Yesterday, I was at the joint practices between the Commanders and the Patriots. He broke up a fight, emerged bloody from the scrum, and then a million memes of him, like with the Trump face, were launched. People around here are fired up. But I wanted to ask you, because you were in the trenches for 12 years, do you believe Mike Vrabel, as a former player and a coach who went all the way to the AFC Championship a few years ago, do you think Mike Vrabel is the guy to restore prominence and pride to the Patriot way?
Yeah, I'm a fan of Mike Vrabel and did whip his ass in a Super Bowl in an AFC Championship game when he played for the Steelers and I played for the Broncos. So we do go back a ways. That was 1999, I believe, his rookie year. So always good to, you know, to talk about a guy that I put it on several times. So, but Mike Vrabel, one thing about Mike is he is like that dude is old school, no nonsense. And the thing I love about Mike Vrabel is he will tell you flat out what wins in the National Football League. And what wins in the National Football League is controlling the line of scrimmage. You, regardless of who you have playing quarterback or who you have playing wide receiver or any of that garbage that we get, you know, that we get duped into believing is real football. Like we get duped into the analytics and how many times we throw it to a wide receiver. And boy, we're one wide receiver, away from being great. Like that to me is nonsense. And Vrabel will flat tell you, man, when you control the line of scrimmage and you can run the ball and you can defend the run, you got a great chance not only to win a lot of games, but you've got a great chance to establish yourself as the physically dominant football team. And you show me a team that physically dominates the trenches, I'll show you a team that wins 80, 85% of their games. And so when you can do that, especially with a young quarterback You create opportunities in the passing game. You create one-on-one opportunities outside the numbers. You create an ability to get big plays in the passing game off of play pass, off of play action. So I always qualify two types of play action. There's run action, play action, and that's a lot of the boot keep stuff, a lot of the stuff that really comes off that run game that's really easy completions. And then there's the play pass that's really, you know, seven-man protection. You're running a two-man route with somebody leaking out in the flat just to hold that second-level defenders. So, like, those things matter. And that's where the big over-the-top touchdowns automatically or big 20, 30-yard chunks happen to you in the passing game. So to me, Mike understands that. And that's what he did in Tennessee with, let's face it, nobody's going to say, hey, Tannehill, you know, or any of those guys that play quarterback. And I think Tannehill, for the most part, I don't know if I do think Mariota was playing at the same time and ended up getting benched for Tannehill. But nobody's going to say that those quarterbacks won them and got them to AFC championship games and deep into the playoffs. So I really am a believer in Vrabel and what he stands for and what he believes in when it comes to playing, you know, professional football and just the way he interacts with his guys.
Yeah, Pats fans loved Mike Vrabel for the 8 years he was here, going to four Super Bowls and winning three. And then, of course, there was the bitter taste left in their mouths when he outcoached Bill Belichick and handed Tom Brady a loss in his final game in a Patriots uniform back in January 2020. He is tough as nails. I still think it's kind of hilarious that, you know, he puts on a penny and gets out there and grabs pads and mixes it up with his guys. Like, if you look up football guy in the dictionary, there's a picture of Mike Vrabel holding a pad and his helmet in the other hand, you know, with a pencil behind his ear. Like, I think that's what we, in an area that loves basketball and hockey and baseball, but like Tom Brady and Bill Belichick made New England a football region, Stink. And you know, we've been dying to see a tough team that resembles the blue-collar nature of a very passionate sports region, as you full well know. And it feels like it, but to hear that from the trenches and someone who lined up against him and respects his football acumen, that's kind of reassuring. And, they gutted this roster in the offseason. 43 out of the 90 guys in Pat's camp this year are new to the roster. So it's a 50% overhaul as well. And speed, aggression, toughness, and intelligence and accountability all seem to be served helpfully at the buffet. Before we get to the trenches, though, because I know that's a point of emphasis for you, about Drake May. Now, last year, Pats fans were super concerned that hiring a guy who was just kind of making it up as he went with Jerod Mayo, Alex Van Pelt coming in, everyone kind of learning their job on the fly would unfortunately set the Drake May ship a sail in the wrong direction. Well, it turns out the kid's hyper-athletic, reads his progressions very well. He's smart, affable. And now he's in what seemed to be capable hands with Vrabel and bringing Josh McDaniels back as well as the offensive coordinator. So with stabilizing the organization like Mike Vrabel has, now adding McDaniels and some weapons like Steph Diggs and guys, the rookie Travion Henderson to elevate the run option like you were talking about, do you think Drake May can really start making progress towards becoming potentially an elite quarterback in the NFL?
I think that the hiring of Josh McDaniels to me is just it's an unbelievable hire. And you can say what you want about Josh's, you know, experience as a head coach, both with the Broncos and the Raiders and how it didn't work out. Or you can talk about him, you know, signing with the Colts and then leaving, you know, and all the things that you're going to give that guy, you know, grief for. And I understand that. But that dude is a hell of an offensive coordinator and he does a great job. And all you have to do is look back to Mac Jones' rookie year. Mac Jones played his ass off his rookie year. And then, you know, Josh McDaniels goes to the Raiders and there's this precipitous slide of the way Mac Jones played the game after that. So Josh is an excellent coordinator, really understands how to set plays up. You know, I always talk about coordinators. There are guys who call plays and there are guys who call an offense. And there's a big difference. Like, you can have success calling plays when everything just works out. But you know, when you're stealing things from other organizations and you're kind of just going, hey, let's snoop around and see what works today. Like every now and again, you'll have one of those great games offensively, but to have consistency on the offensive side of the ball, you have to have a guy that calls an offense that knows how to attack a defense's weakness while mitigating his own weaknesses, and then how to create big plays, how to create big runs, how to create explosives in the passing game, how to tie things up, to see something, to see a way a defense is, you know, is playing a certain scheme, right? And having the wherewithal to recognize the scheme and how to exploit the scheme, how to take a guy that is taking something away and putting that guy in conflict and making him make the mistake. And I think that Josh does that as well as anybody. And I think that's one of the reasons you guys had so much success there. You know, the thing that used to drive me crazy about Patriot fans is a lot of Patriot fans think the league started in 2000 when you guys started winning. And it used to piss me off all the time because we used to open a can of whoop ass on you guys all the time. But the bottom line is,
oh, believe you know, me, I watched that game, Mr. Yeah. I watched that game, the whole Shannon Sharp on the phone on the sidelines calling the National Guard because we're killing the Patriots. Yeah, I was right. I was right there, buddy. I was right there.
Okay. Yeah. Well, so that was the way it used to be. But it's honestly, it's one of the most remarkable runs I've ever seen. And the fact that Bill Belichick and Tom Brady, they're the ones that really kind of, you know, were the linchpins of that incredible run. But the fact that those guys were never sated by success, it is hard, like human nature. Like I always say, hey, man, you know, the tough times, man, I'll fight through the tough times. It's the good times that are the struggle, right? Because you're so busy patting yourself on the back, and a human nature is when you've had success to cut some corners and be like, ah, it's okay, man, we'll get through this. I just have got so much respect for Bill, so much respect for Tom and the way those guys played, and the fact that they just were unrelenting when it came to just being on top of the game and never letting their foot off the gas. So, yeah, as much as I hate the fact that you guys had that unbelievable run because it's jealousy, I have nothing but respect for what you guys were able to accomplish.
Yeah, it's I know, you know, and nobody wants to feel bad for a Pats fan as the team has struggled to refine their way and get their footing the last couple of years. Like, find me someone who feels bad for a Boston fan, and you'll find someone mm-hmm. that feels badly that Jeff Bezos has to pay taxes, right? You know, it's not going to happen. So, but as they work to sort of like restore the prominence, I loved the idea of them bringing Josh McDaniels back because he was so instrumental in putting together what they called the game plan attack. Like, they changed the playbook every week. And they, like you said, they modified it to make people make mistakes and find their weaknesses and not just like, no, this is our offense, this is what we're going to do. And that shows an attention to detail, good listening, and an intelligence that I think it will hopefully elevate Drake May's game. Before I get to the last question, are there like two or three keys that you – like Drake May's obviously hyper-athletic. The weaponry and talent around him is not elite, but, you know, you guys used to, in the Shanahan-Gibbs offense, which was so freaking fun for you guys and infuriating to watch our teams try to defend, stretch run is the greatest play in the history of football, and I'll take no further questions, Your Honor. You guys brought Olandis Gary, Mike Anderson, and so many to 1,000, 1,200-yard seasons. What would you think would be like two or three keys for Drake May to like really find the confidence in the pocket and the mastery of the offense and not have to push it to be a star this year?
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, well, I think number one is, you know, how they obviously they run the ball. And, you know, under Belichick and Josh McDaniels back in those days, they were more of a gap run team. You know, they were more on counter and power and duo. And, you know, I know that Bill Belichick used to say, why would I want to run east and west to go north and south? I just want to go downhill. And so, you know, they did a lot of power pass type of stuff. Like their play action was really good off their power game. And it'll be interesting to see what kind of mix they have and how they take some pressure off the quarterback. You know, one of the things about great coordinators like Josh McDaniels is your ability not to have your quarterback play on the high dive 24/7. Yeah. Like I always look at being able to take some breather plays, being able to have, and Josh is great at this. To be an aggressive offense, you do have to have things that you hang your hat on. Mm-hmm. And you do have to have things where you say, hey, man, this play's good against everything. And we'll applaud a nasty physical 2-yard run because we know what it sets us up for down the road. And I think great coordinators do that. I think there's a new school, you know, and I always get people called me old head, right? Because, you know, I'm old. And that's okay. Like you can, you know, you can say whatever you want, young buck, but I guarantee you, I took a dump this morning that knows more about football than you. So like, well, here's what I'm telling you right now in regards to McDaniels is he's going to take some of that pressure off of his player.
Yes.
And they're going to create some opportunities just to come off the ball, be physical, be nasty, celebrate those things. And today's younger coordinators, they want to have a perfect play for everything. And it drives me crazy as I travel week to week. And I'll be calling your guys' game against Carolina on, I think, week 4.
It's going to be a sneaky fun game. I think Canales' offense is great.
Canales is a good buddy of mine. It'll be fun. It'll be fun to reconnect with Josh. Josh has always been great to me and Braves. And so it'll be really cool. But one of the things I get from young coordinators and head coaches now is they talk about this and it drives me crazy. They always say premium plays. We want to be in a premium look or a premium play, meaning, hey, listen, if we're going to run, let's say we want to run to the bubble, right? And so we're going to say, hey, man, we're going to run to the bubble. If we don't get a bubble, we're going to throw this pass. And ultimately, what it does in today's game is I think it makes you play a passive style of football. And there's nothing wrong with trying to get into a premium look, you know, to exploit a defense or whatever. But you need, to me, you need 15 plays a game where the quarterback doesn't have to think, where he just turns around, hands the ball off, and you just play smash mouth football. And I know Rabel believes in that. I know he will do that. The other thing that provides for you is, you know, people think that running the ball is popping a draw for 26 yards on 3rd down and 6. And that's a bunch of bullshit. That's not running the football. Running the football is being in red zone when you know you're facing 8-man boxes, because everything's an 8-man box in the red zone because the safeties, there's no over-the-top threat. You can't separate the field north and south. Mm-hmm. So the heels of the safeties are sitting, instead of sitting at 12 to 13 yards, they're sitting at 8. So you hand the ball off, that safety is going to be at the line of scrimmage by the time the back gets there. And so that's when you have to know how to run the football down on the goal line, in the red zone, short yardage, 3rd down and 3. Can you convert? And those things aren't trick 'em plays. You can't sit there and go, let's get a premium look. Like, you got to be able to line up and you got to be able to impose your will against people. And that's one thing that I think Vrabel has always done. And I think Josh does a good job with that. So I'm really looking forward personally of having Josh there with Drake, because Drake for me was a real pleasant surprise. Watching him play last year, I thought, like you said, he's more athletic than I thought he was coming out of college. Mm-hmm. And I thought I watched a couple of games, and I watched, and college football can trick you because college football is not real NFL football. There's a lot of differences that I'm not going to bore you to death with here. But so many people got excited about arm strength, like watching him throw a 65 yard post, you know, it's 65 yards in the air. I got to tell you, I could not care less about that. When you throw it 65 yards, people get arm strength and they get all excited about that. You might throw it 65 yards in the air 2 times a year on Hail Marys. That's not how the NFL operates, right? So your ability to, you know, split the field in half and say, hey, man, on this side of the field, my progression is middle of the field open, right? Too high safety look. On this side of the field, it's middle of the field closed, you know, and I've got these two. So as soon as I drop back, I confirm, I pre-snap, read the defense. Post-snap, I read the safeties, and then I'm working one side or the other, and the ball is out, and I'm reading my progressions, I'm getting through them. Or if I've got a cross-the-board read, you know, a full-field read, where I'm working from 1 to 2 to 3 across the field. Like, his ability to do those things, that's what impressed me. Not the arm talent. It was his ability to make people miss and extend plays, you know, because he is that athletic, and then his ability to get through progressions. And I think that will only increase with Josh McDaniels, you know, coaching him. And I've got a lot of respect. Like I said, you can say what you want about his head coaching career, and it probably most people wouldn't look at it with a lot of fond memories. But I think the guy's a hell of an offensive coordinator. And I think the Patriots are going to be much improved. I don't know that they're going to be a playoff team, but I wouldn't be surprised at all at the end of the season if they're sniffing around a wild card. That wouldn't surprise me.
I think what we would measure as success is a noticeable turnaround, a coach that we know is going to be here for a while, knows what he's doing, a quarterback who looks like he's developing. He doesn't have to be Josh Allen 2.0 this year, but you can see why people make the comp, because both are fleet of foot, both have laser rocket arms. And Josh Allen, mm-hmm. once he kind of toned down the greatest arm on earth act in the latter half of his second season, 2019, started becoming, thanks to Brian Daboll's influence, I believe, a more complete mm-hmm. quarterback, taking the profit, taking the check down, reading the defense, knowing when to stay as a passer and when to use your athleticism and take off from the pocket. And if Drake May makes some of those progressions like you were talking about this year, I think he'll be set up for long-term success. And what will hopefully keep him up on his feet and not back on his ass, guys like yourself would have done in the day, the offensive line, which I have been begging and praying for the Patriots to address for the half decade since Brady left and Belichick started losing his coaching fastball. And it seems like Mike Vrabel, since you said he's a trench warrior and believes in football guy fundamentals, has done that this year, bringing in Morgan Moses on the right side of the line, drafting Jared Wilson, who looks like he's doing a hell of a job filling in between left guard and center, Garrett Bradbury, and then, of course, most importantly, left tackle, the 4th overall pick, Will Campbell, who had a great college career, but then people wondered, Stink, well, with the short arms, is he going to be able to play left tackle, or is he going to get kicked inside to guard? Few better people for a guy like me who lives, eats, breathes, sleeps football to ask than yourself, who played on the line for 12 years. Does that shit really matter, and do you think Will Campbell has the to help stabilize right. the line and let the Patriots play Vrabel-style football?
You know what's funny to me is the short arm thing. Like, I have short arms. I don't give a crap. Like, that stuff to me has essentially no consequence. It's like a guy that can throw it 75 yards. I hear all this talk about Milton in Dallas Cowboys camp. He said he could throw it 90 yards. And people go, oh, my gosh, he could throw it 90 yards. Who cares? Like, that stuff doesn't matter to me. I will tell you this. As an offensive lineman, The key is you create leverage, not with strength. Like it you got to be strong, right? You got to have body strength, but you create leverage from with technique. You create it from your feet up and the way you punch. And to me, one of the things that I coach and I talk to guys about all the time, and it's uncomfortable, is to let defensive linemen get to you, because you don't want to strike. And I'm going to Moonback, you don't want to strike out, because if you strike out, you get off balance, you get your weight over your toes. You want to strike up. Striking up on a guy creates leverage. So you want to go from a low to high plane and lift that guy out of the top of the stadium. To do that effectively, you got to let that distance close. And that's uncomfortable. But as that distance closes, long arms don't matter at all. Long arms, if you want to try to hold the guy out, you know, but that's horrible technique, and you're going to get beat more often than not. So what I want to be able to create is I want to be able to create leverage and power, and that's done through technique. So if my arm is, and I don't know what the length is, it's, you know, it becomes like this. It becomes like, well, he only had 36 inch arms and we prefer 37 inch arms. We're joking, right? So you watch Will Campbell play. Yeah, you watch Will Campbell play at LSU. Technician, great feet, powerful at the point of contact. So what that says to me is really good hands, knows how to strike guys, knows how to create leverage. Like, as an offensive lineman, you know, and I used to get this from coaches all the time, like, hey, man, you got to stay lower. And I'd be like, hey, no shit, Sherlock, right? Like, I get that. Yeah, right. But you don't, like, you guys are both 6'4", 6'5", whatever it is, right? You don't, one guy doesn't come off a foot lower than the other guy. You guys come off helmet to helmet. That's how it works, right? Your leverage is created with your feet being in the ground at the right time. And I always talk about guys having foot over ankle, over knee, over hip, right? I don't want my feet all splayed out east and west, right? I want them in line. And I want to be able to go from that power position to striking through a guy and taking him out of the top of the stadium. And when I do that, now I get my momentum. That's what creates leverage. And that's what creates a situation where I'm lower than him. And now I'm just taking him out of the picture like this. And so all that is, arms are short. Maybe he's got to play guard. That is such combine scout talk that I'm covering my own ass. That's like 40 times and bench press tests. Like, ultimately, hey, listen, if we line up and run 40s and jump over boxes and do bench press tests and that decides who the winner is, then I want a guy that can really bench a lot. Show me the top 10 225 tests in the history of the combine, and I'll show you 10 guys who aren't worth a shit. Show me the top 10, got top 10 40 times of all time in the combine, and I'll show you 8 of 10 who didn't do jack squat in the National Football League.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So all that is to me is I've covered my ass. Hey, I said don't draft him. His arms were a little short. Told you so.
Yeah.
Right? So that to me is like your scouts and your people in charge, you know, your GMs and those type of people saying, hey, man, he ran fast and he jumped high and he bench pressed a lot. If you can't make him a player, then that's on you. You know, I say this all the time, Fitz, and I'll say it until I'm blue in the face. Football is really easy for football players. And you can see football players on film. Football is really hard for athletes. Right? I don't want athletes. I want football players. Now, I want a football player who happens to be extremely athletic, yes. But my first and foremost thing is football players and then football character. You know, and where you can get in a lot of trouble is, like, you can take a guy like who's incredible, like this guy is an incredible player, right? And you can bring that guy into your organization. And that guy can, you know, you can say, hey, yeah, but he's out on Friday nights drinking and you know, and he doesn't get any sleep and everything else. And people ask you, you know, and I've heard this story said before, but I'm going to paraphrase it. And people will say, well, so you don't like you don't want that guy because on Sunday he won't be worth a shit. And you go, no. He'll play his ass off. He's going to be great. The point is the six guys he brings with him to the club on Friday night are going to lose you the game.
Yeah.
Because those guys can't play. Those guys have to have their sleep. Those guys have to have attention to detail. Those guys. So those dudes are the ones that cost your organization. And listen, man, I don't mean to besmirch a guy because I love him. And he's one of the few guys I've ever watched play that could, like, this dude was one of the great players I've ever watched. And we signed him late in my career to play for the Denver Broncos, and that was Dale Carter.
Yeah.
And I watched that guy. Now, he got suspended for cocaine, his third strike or whatever. I think it was cocaine. His third strike and got suspended like 8 games in the season. But I single-handedly watched that guy ruin four or five other guys' careers. Young players who could have been really good that were out with him. And he could still come out and be the best player on the football field. He could miss sleep for 3 days in a row, come out on Sunday and be the best player on the field.
Damn.
Dude was like a freak show, just a freak show. But that's what you have to be concerned with. You know, those are the things that you have to look at. Hey, it's not about him so much as it is about how he affects my other players. And I will tell you, man, I spent a lot of time in an NFL locker room, 12 years. And I used to say this to my son all the time when he took on, you know, became a professional baseball player. Just because you play a pro sport doesn't make you a professional. I was a professional freaking football player. I want professional football players on my football team. Guys that are dedicated, guys who will sacrifice for one another. And the gravitational pull of turds on your team is far stronger than the gravitational pull of professionals. Why? I don't know. But you can take a locker room full of professionals. You can put a couple, two or three turds on that team, and they will pull 15 guys on the wrong side of that line. And so for me, I will sacrifice unbelievable athleticism that, you know, that thinks too highly of himself for just really good, solid, you know, football character guys who just play their asses off.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I think Pats Nation and a lot of football fans fell in love head over heels with Will Campbell at the draft when he was in tears on the stage saying, I'd die for my quarterback out there on the football field. And like, we're all just like, oh my God, Sling Blade, the left tackle, you're my new guy. our coach bleeds for the team. Drake May got his marriage done nice and early so he could focus on football. And Will Campbell is willing to die for his team. He is high character. He is smart. He lives, eats, breathes football. And Mike Vrabel knew that he was his boy when he went down there for a second interview with him in Louisiana. And he knocked Vrabel on his ass because of the shorter arms, or not because he's the quickest or the biggest bench presser, because he's got the trunk and he's got the form. So, Stink, you've done a great job addressing my three primary concerns and the three big pressing topics in Pats Nation heading into the season. You know, I'm with you. 8-9, that's a nice turnaround. 9-8, sniffing a wild card, playing meaningful football up till New Year's. I will take that as a dub, knowing that the turnaround has begun. And we are in very capable hands once again. So thank you, brother.
I appreciate it, Fitz. Anytime, man. And next time, I promise I'll have a better connection. But I am live from Alaska. It's my dad's 86th birthday today.
Happy birthday, Papa Schlereth. Yes, sir.
Yeah, we like to call him Poolside. The guy's an absolute legend. And like I said, that's my backyard that I grew up in. Oh, wait a minute. Here he comes. 86. Get over here, Dad.
Hey.
Who looks younger?
I know you guys are twinning right now. That's like one of those shampoo ads. Yeah. Who's the father? Right. Who's the son? Who's the mother? Who's the daughter?
Yeah, you know what? Don't egg him on. I mean, but people will say, "Hey, you guys look like brothers," and then I'll never hear the end of it. You know, he'll tell me about it. As a matter of fact, he came. I was calling a game years ago. John Harbaugh. And your Baltimore Ravens, and Dad was in the meeting room, and John was like, John was like, man, you still look like you could take him. And I looked at John, was like, really, dude? Really?
You're gonna do me like that, John?
You think I'm ever gonna hear the end of that? And my dad still says to this day, John Harbaugh's my favorite head coach in the National Football League. Yeah.
Can't figure out why.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Fitz, man. On behalf of the Stink of Truth podcast, man, pleasure. And let's reconnect again. Thank you so much for having me on, buddy. And like I said, man, I'm really interested to see, and I'll see you guys week 4 as well.
Can't wait to see you week 4 as well, my man. I think the Patriots are one of the most interesting teams, and not just because I've been rooting for them for 5 decades. And if you get a chance, you can always listen to Six Rings and Football Things podcast, the Six Rings post game show on WEEI after every game that I host. And I'm on 2 to 6 on the WEEI afternoon show, where we tell nothing but the stinking truth for all good football, Foxborough and Fenway faithful. Thank you, sir.
You got it, brother.
Appreciate you.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.